You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Jenna. How are you this morning?
Morena, I'm very good, thank you.
That is very nice to hear. What have you been reading recently?
Oh, I'm reading such a great book. Finished a great book called The Bee Sting by Paul Murray, which has... I've been justified in it newly being shortlisted for the Booker Prize last Friday morning.
Excellent.
And Paul Murray is one of the three Pauls shortlisted for the Booker Prize. Two of those Pauls are Irish, which I don't know what that says. But this is a really wonderful, meaty family saga. Set in Ireland, it's about the Barnes family, have you read Crossroads by Jonathan Franzen?
No, I haven't. I haven't, but I do know the book you're talking about, and it's kind of, you know, everybody's got their list of books that they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to read that. That is literally in a notes app on my phone as something I should read.
I recommend that, but with Franzen's books, he structures these family dramas by dividing these quite long chunky sections between each family member, and this is very similar. So we first meet Cass, who's the 17-year-old daughter of Dickie and Imelda Barnes. Once wealthy, the Barnes family are in dire financial straits. Their car selling business is in deep trouble, and this is really massive for Cass's social reputation and her status amongst her friends and her access to what she used to have. She's just sitting her finals at school and hoping to go to the very famous Trinity College a la normal people, and that's her escape route from this family that she thinks are ruining her life. She's a really great character. Her and Elaine's dynamic are that wonderful teenage angst, mean girl, lots of underhand digs type. Really well written character. Then we have poor little PJ. He's 12 and he's just trying to slide on through. He's watching this whole situation going on. His sister's moving away from him as she socially changes and thinks he's really lame. And he has it in his mind that his family are going to send him to boarding school, which Cass is constantly saying we can't afford it, but so he's just trying to lay very low and spending a lot of the time in the woods outside their family home. And then, so I guess when you read about these two from the point of view of their parents, from the two kids, they seem really lame and stupid, and one thing that they realise in these sections is that the parents don't have a wedding photo anywhere. Ooh. And then you go to Imelda, who is has quite a rough background, and she married into this family, this wealthy family, so revisiting this potential poverty is just like paralyzing her. She is panicking.
Wow.
And her social status is in dire straits as well. But then you start to head back to why she is the way she is, where she came from, how her and her husband Dickie got married, and how they came together from these two different social classes within Ireland. So this is all set around the 2008 GFC. So cars are actually quite an important part of this book. Cars as a status symbol of one's wealth, and then also as a symbol of climate change and the climate change. This town's just had major floods. So there's this sense of doom coming along this family. So you're seeing it really deeply through these, and personally through the eyes of each of these characters. So I'm not going to say too much about Dickie, because that you really start to figure out why they are the way that they are.
Sounds like a very interesting like tapestry of characters that they have been woven together with this. And I feel like Booker shortlisted, you know, books always tend to love a big broad cast of people.
Yes, that's right. And it's a super deep dive. It's 650 pages, but I love a big deep dive like this. And it is so funny. It's a really, really funny book. I would say it's not set in Northern Ireland, but I'd say Dairy Girls meets Jonathan Franzen. So it's just these amazing quippy liners. It's just so good. It's called a tragicomedy. This is the the genre it's sitting under. And The Guardian said you won't read a sadder, truer, funnier novel this year.
That sounds like a wonderful sort of book to, I think, get stuck into over summer. It feels quite early to start saying, you know, thinking about summer reading and Christmas presents and all of that sort of stuff. But if we've learned anything from the last few years, you can never be too early if there's a book you've got your eye on.
Oh, I tell you what, we are getting all of our Christmas stock now, and I'm just saying to people, if you see it and you may want it, just get it now, because we're not sure what's going to happen over the next few months with deliveries and reprints and things. But I think Paul Murray's been long listed for the book before. He wrote this great book called Skippy Dies, which has that very similar Irish humour to it. I've actually been listening to it, and that's glorious with the accents.
I bet.
They have a different actor per character. This is your summer read for sure. I just know I'm going to be seeing everyone read this bright yellow cover on the beaches.
Fantastic. Well, remind us of the name and the author again, Jenna.
So this is Paul Murray. It's called The Bee Sting, which the origin of that title is a very funny story. And it's $37. We've got a load on the shelf.
Fantastic. Definitely one to go grab now. Thank you so much, Jenna. Have a lovely rest of your morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. Te kakite, everyone.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.